We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
They have no right. Sickness and disease has no right to dominate the new creation. Sickness is not my Lord. Is he your Lord? Jesus is my Lord. Sin has no right to dominate the new creation. Sin's not my Lord. Satan's not my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is salvation. Jesus is healing. Jesus is health. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The Integrity of God's Word. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, now, sin has no standing with the new creation. And disease has no standing with the new creation. Now, that's God's declaration. I didn't declare that. God declared it. That statement is a part of himself, just like your word is a part of yourself. You are known by your words. So God's known by his word. He says you're a new creation or a new creature. He says that you are his son, born from above. He said that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now that is a statement of fact. Praise God. Sin and disease. We need to think like this because it's difficult for us to do it because of former religious teaching. But sin and disease are one. They come from the same source. We've proven that in other lessons here. They cannot dominate the new creature or the new creation. Now, why? Because Jesus is our Lord and Jesus is our head, not Satan. Sickness and disease comes from Satan. He's the author of it. Sickness and disease doesn't come from heaven. There's not any up there. Well, thank God. Remember I said to you years ago, way back in the 30s, after I was first healed, up about 1937, I read a little excerpt from the Reader's Digest. Sometimes you can get blessed even reading the Reader's Digest. You know, you may have to spiritualize some things, but I got some good thoughts there. I read one time where one lawyer asked one of the Supreme Court justices. This young lawyer just graduated from law school, got his license, going out to practice. He is asking this Supreme Court justice for some advice, you know, in arguing a case or so on. The Supreme Court justice said, well, if you know the facts, dwell on the facts. If you know the law, dwell on the law. If you don't know the facts nor the law, pound the table. And I thought, you know, spiritually speaking, that's a whole lot of the truth. That's really a lot of folk pound the table. They don't know the law or the facts. Find out the facts of God's word. Hallelujah. If you know the facts, dwell on the facts. Hallelujah. Amen. And I read another little excerpt way back there in the 30s. Never forgot. Another little excerpt that helped me immeasurably. You know some of those little sayings at the bottom of the page? It said, small souls are like small neck bottles. The less they have in them, the more noise they make in pouring it out. I think on that. You'll get it in a minute. Amen. But here's what I really started to tell you. I got help from all of those statements. I read a little excerpt there. Now, this is 1937, you see. There in Washington, D.C., in one of the office buildings there. Out front, they just had two little old patches of grass. You know, the sidewalk come right out of the main doors and out the main side. There's two little patches of grass there, maybe, oh, I don't know, 14 feet by 18 feet. Just two little patches of grass. Well, folks, instead of coming down the sidewalk, should they cut right across one of those little patches of grass, just wear a pathway, just wear the grass out. So the custodian, he He thought, well, I need to do something here. So he just drove some little stakes down, you know, little stobs, we'd call them, put a little string around that. But they just stepped over that. It wasn't but about 8 or 9 inches high, 10 inches, and just stepped over that and just walked right on. So he just painted him a crude sign and just put it up there, you know, just on a piece of pasteboard. Just painted it himself, not a sign, and they had it in there, you see. This really helped. Yeah, and you can imagine a fellow that's a caretaker, you know, a janitor. Well, he's not an artist. He don't draw too well. But anyway, he painted it, and it said, gentlemen will not and others must not trespass on this property. I got a real thrill out of that. I thought, now, I'm going to do that. In the spirit world, I got me a piece of spiritual pasteboard. And then I took my spiritual pen and spiritual ink, and I wrote on it. Gentlemen will not and others must not trespass on this property. And in parenthesis on the bottom, I said, devil, this means you. And I hung it right here on my body. And it's been there ever since then. You can't see it, but he can. You see, it's written with spiritual ink. He sees it. The devil sees it, you see. Gentlemen will not and others must not trespass on this property. And in parenthesis, devil, this means you. Glory to God. Are you getting it? Hallelujah. They have no right. Sickness and disease has no right to dominate the new creation. Sickness is not my Lord. Is he your Lord? Jesus is my Lord. Sin has no right to dominate the new creation. Sin's not my Lord. Satan's not my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is salvation. Jesus is healing. Jesus is health. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you see, you're not only his son, but the Bible tells us that you are a joint heir with Jesus. You are a joint fellowshipper in all that Jesus did and is. That's what a joint heir means. You're a joint fellowshipper in all that Christ did and all that he is. Now this shows how near you are to him. Remember what he said in the 15th chapter of John's gospel? I am the vine, ye are the branches. I am the vine, ye are the branches. I want to back up, make this statement again. You are not only a son, but a joint heir with Jesus. You are a joint fellowshipper in all that Christ did and all that he is. Well, he's not sin, and he's not sickness, and he's not disease. He was made that for us, but he's none of those things. He's life, he's health, he's deliverance, he's salvation. Praise God. Are you listening? I am the vine, ye are the branches. You can't imagine Jesus having pneumonia or cancer, can you? Can you? I am the vine, you're the branches. Praise God. God is a part of what he said. In Christ, you are what he says you are. You are a new creature created in Christ Jesus. That's the way Paul put it when he wrote to the Ephesians. Hallelujah. Now what God says is, if you're a new creature, he said on another occasion, there is therefore now no condemnation of them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Some say, well, I may not be walking after the Spirit. Now wait a minute. Don't stop right there. If you do, you'll let the devil deceive you. Go reading right on in that chapter and see what he said. But you're not in the flesh, if so be the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you. If you're born again, you got the Spirit of God dwelling in you, the Spirit of Christ, and you're not in the flesh. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so, there is no condemnation. Disease cannot lord it over you. Now, if you have committed a wrong, if you committed sin, and you confess them, 1 John 1:9 isn't written to sinners. See, we've made a mistake taking that out of its setting, tried to apply it to sinners. He didn't write that word. John didn't write that letter to sinners. He said, my little children. My little children. If we confess our sins, when you see you're wrong, confess it. And he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You're forgiven. If he says you're forgiven, you're forgiven. What God says is, you do not need to make this yours, it is yours. It was written for you. Just act on it. It is like God, it's a part of God. If he says he has forgiven you, then he's forgiven you. What he has forgiven, he forgets. He said so. It is as though it never was. Now, why don't we believe what God says about it? You know, I've had along this line some experiences of people seeking healing. Sometimes God revealed it to me. Sometimes in talking, it came up. It surfaced. They were just sure that the Lord wasn't going to heal them or wouldn't heal them because they'd missed it. Well, I remember one fellow, the doctors had given him up. In fact, said he's going to die. He's a businessman, full gospel man, but businessman. They encouraged him to sell his business and just, you know, if he just laid around and rested and stayed on medication, so on, he might live another couple of years. Because he had a severe kidney condition and a severe heart condition. Had a heart attack, you see, and nearly died. Doctor said if he stayed, you know, operating his business, he could just fall dead any minute. But he's only 56 years old. He's not old enough to die. And in talking to him, you know, everybody in the country that had prayed for him, I'd laid hands on him, he didn't get healed. See, there's a reason why. We need to find out the reason why. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you, though. But sometimes people think there is.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. Last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Applying now for Rhema Bible Training College in the fall. Yes, fall 2024. It's hard to believe.
rbtc.org/apply.
That's right.
If you do, you can also just get information if
that's
you'd like
right.
to, and they'll send you a packet.
Yes.
They can tell you more about it.
That's
but if
right.
you know you want to come, go right now and apply. You can apply electronically and get accepted and get here because it starts on September the 3rd.
That's right. That's a very important day, right?
That's a very important day. September the 3rd is a very, very, very important day.
A very important person was born on that day.
Yeah, me.
Hey, oh, my goodness.
Thank you for being with us today, but we better get out of here. We'll see you next time, and thank you.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The Integrity of God's Word. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.